Welcome and thank you for tuning into Real Estate with Yahya Chordani, a podcast dedicated to simplifying real estate, whether you are a buyer, seller, investor, or someone just looking to learn more about real estate without the hype. Hello, listeners. Thank you so much for tuning into Real Estate with Yahya Chordani, episode 5. In today's episode, I wanted to share something I think will help a lot of people who sometimes just need a little guidance with which they can accomplish things pretty much on their own. However, with so much information available, it can be confusing to decide what information to trust. So I decided to do an episode for everyone trying to sell their homes by themselves, no listing required. So you could sell your home for sale by owner, knowing everything I know that I can share with you to help you by making the whole process a lot easier than it may be. You may be wondering why I'm doing this, but believe it or not, it helps me a lot as well. So keep on listening and you will find out how. The fact of the matter is that the market is in favor of sellers, and the faster these homes sell, the better. With buyers still actively buying, having off-market properties that are not on the MLS would definitely help cater a little bit better to the current demand. So I will break down all the steps for you to take, which will help you sell your home by yourself, should you choose to do so. Most people think it's as simple as sticking a sign in the yard or posting the home in the MLS, which may work in some instances. However, if you truly want to maximize your gains, you must follow a process to demand the best possible value for your home. If this is piquing your interest, let's get to it. I would recommend taking some notes as you listen so you can make your own personalized list of processes that suit your situation best. Or you can always listen to the episode again. So there are a total of 9 steps. I do wish they were 10. I like even numbers. However, we'll stick to 9 for now. Pricing, future planning, and identifying buyers is the first step. Pricing a home can be quite tricky, especially in a market heavily favoring the sellers. How do you determine a price that is fair market value and not priced unreasonably high, causing low interest, or too low, giving up possible profits? There are a few steps getting to this, but first, always make sure you have all your paperwork for all your home, including an updated payoff sheet if you have an active mortgage. It is very important to figure out what you can potentially net so you can determine various price points to have as part of your negotiation strategy. If you have made any recent renovations or repairs, it is always good to know if they added any value, being capital improvements, or were they a product of diminishing returns, so you can price accordingly knowing all the facts. An appraisal is a great way to get accurate pricing data on your home. However, if you are not ready to pay up to $400 or $500 up front, you can always speak to a realtor and ask them to do a comparative market analysis for you, which is completely free and can be requested from any realtor you know. It includes a list of comparable properties with a detailed report and a price conclusion, and you can also request neighborhood data, which will give you a detailed analysis on the demographics and the recent sales history of that particular neighborhood, giving you some more insights in deciding how to price your home. Having access to such information can definitely give you an upper hand when it comes to microeconomical facts to help you stand strong during pricing negotiations and multiple offers. Future planning includes your own moving plans after the sale. It is very important to start this process early on before even selling your home so that you are not overwhelmed by offers and unable to accept them since you don't have any plans to move and have no idea what you're going to do next. So please plan that ahead before doing anything with selling your home. That way you have everything planned out. So moving can be a lot easier for you should an offer be accepted within a day or an hour, even with the way the market is today. Just a quick side note, as we have all seen, the interest rates are moving up and the Federal Reserve has announced that they will be increasing rates during the year, could lead to home sales slowing down, which means if you are looking to sell your home, now is the best time to do so. So please go ahead and list that beautiful home of yours and have it sold as soon as you can before the market peaks out and we lose all those gains. Moving on to step number 2, property analysis. This step is quite important in my personal sales process, so I am sharing this with you today. Analyzing the property type with bedrooms, bathrooms, floors, yard, lot size, neighborhood, age, style, all these are very important factors to consider when you are deciding to market your home. Understanding these details will help you identify buyers based on lifestyle and income, which will then help you with the next step, which is target marketing to the most opportune buyers for your home. Think of it this way. If your home was a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 1,600 square foot home with a backyard located in a grade A school zone, close to public parks and various grocery options, who would be your most likely buyer? Versus a home that is a 2-story, 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom home with a swimming pool and no backyard located away from school zones and public parks, understanding the difference between both these buyers will definitely help you understand how to create more demand for your home and generate maximum value. Step number 3 is targeted buyers. Once the targeted buyers have been identified, it's time to collect marketing data depending on the source of your marketing preference. Are you going to stay digital or involve direct mail, or maybe going to do an open house with a theme, or maybe a neighborhood block party? There are so many ways to market to buyers. However, with the current market trend, you may not have to do that much marketing. However, targeting the right buyers is still very important. To avoid getting contacted by non-buyers who will just add to the inquiries overwhelming you, most people just take some pictures and post their homes on a few websites, which may work in some instances. However, it is not very effective, as you end up getting calls by realtors, investors, privately contacted virtual assistants, etc. And I'm pretty sure you have all experienced these situations. Step number four is curb appeal. When planning to sell your home, this is so important. A clean and crisp lawn with perfectly lined up edges and pressure washed floors gives a fresh look when taking pictures or scheduling visits. And it would definitely pique the interest of buyers when building value as they walk through the rest of the home. Step number five is staging. This is such an underrated part of home sales, and I want to emphasize on this because when buyers are looking for a home, they want to visualize themselves in that space. And having a cleared up space with expert staging makes a huge difference with a definite motivation to buy. So if you are not looking to spend your dollars here, you could still make it work. Just declutter the home and have someone give you advice on how to stage it, or just look online. There are plenty of ideas on how to stage your home. Psychologically, they will feel that it's so much easier to move into a home that is already cleaned up that they can mentally start placing their own furniture in the home. Trust me, it really works. Step number six, marketing campaigns. This is by far my favorite part. Now that we have established pricing, identified the buyers, analyzed the property, highlighted the targeted buyers, taken care of the curb appeal and staging, we can start marketing. Pictures are so important when giving somebody a first view of your property. You don't need to be an expert photographer to take pictures, although hiring a professional would definitely be a benefit. It is important to make sure you are taking quality shots that highlight the features of the home. Also, please remember not to give too much away because you want the pictures to entice buyers so they visit the property. So please take limited pictures that would pique their interest. You can even do a quality video tour of the home for relocating buyers who may not be able to visit your property and would like to have a look from a distance. Once you have your pictures and videos ready, you can proceed to the campaigns. And there are so many ways to market your home. I will talk about just a few. But of course, if you want more ideas, you can always connect with me. And honestly, in this market today, you may not even need to use all these marketing tactics. But if you do end up needing them, I want to make sure you have them at your disposal. The one thing I would definitely recommend, though, is creating a website for your home, which is very simple and very easy, and there are a lot of free hosting services to do this. Having a website dedicated to your property with pictures, videos, and some personal stories about the home will definitely be an attention-capturing way to market your home, and you can share this on social media or send it directly to inquiring buyers or even agents who are inquiring about your home for their prospective buyers, as it will make their life a lot easier to receive all this great information to present to their buyers. Plus, having such a professional touch will definitely separate your property from other homes in the area, giving you an edge and possibly creating a higher value perspective for your home. Of course, if needed, you can always take this to the next step by starting social media advertising campaigns, which are a completely different thing. And of course, it's a little too technical. So if you want more information on that, you can always reach me. I can talk about this. And like I said in the beginning, I don't think you will need this part of marketing and the market we have right now. You may just be good with some basics that I'm sharing so that way you can maximize value for your home. I would, however, recommend speaking to realtors so you can inform them about your home for sale with the value on it, and they can do their independent research and share some information with you as well and have this home in their off-market property list to share with their buyers. Another super easy way to get activity on your home is to tell all your neighbors. Yes, it's an easy thing to talk about, but trust me, it really generates a lot of interest as there's always someone within the neighborhood trying to get somebody to move into the neighborhood. It could be their friends, it could be their family, it could be their coworkers, it could be anybody. And knowing that there's a home in the market that they've seen for many years or maybe even a few years and it's coming up for sale, it will definitely get people's interest. Step number seven is buyer qualifications. Once your marketing campaign is up and running, you are going to receive a lot of attention from buyers. And now you will have to make sure the buyers are legitimate and not just taking up your time without any intention to buy. There are some questions you can ask buyers and some documents you can request from them to ensure they are committed to the purchase. However, they may not be comfortable sharing verification of funds or proof of funds or even a pre-approval letter, but most buyers do work with realtors, so you can always talk to their realtor to verify the information. And if you aren't able to do so, or they're directly working with you, please make sure you ask them what bank they're working with, what kind of loan they have, and what is their closing preference. That way you could do your research or talk to anybody you know and make sure that the deal is solid. The last thing you want is going through the whole deal, signing a contract, and then ending up not moving forward or closing the transaction simply because financing fell through, or there were no funds, or the buyers simply were not aware of how much they can qualify for, which will end up wasting your time and taking your property off market, which could have been sold to somebody else. So even if buyers are not going to provide you with these documents, it's always good to ask. In some cases, they may feel comfortable and some they may not, but at least it will give you some insight on what their intentions are. And when selling your home for sale by owner, there are still going to be some costs that you will incur during closing. So it is very important to have a closing attorney or a title company working with you to handle this part of the transaction for you. You can even speak to them initially when you are planning to sell your home, just so you can get an idea of how much it would cost you in terms of transaction fees. Moving on to step number 8, offer acceptance, counter, and contracts. Now that you have offers coming in, you can counter them or accept them. If you accept an offer, of course, you can move forward to the next steps of an escrow deposit or an appraisal or an inspection, or if there are any contingencies present in the contract. If not, you can always counter an offer. However, in this market, you may not have to counter anything, as you may end up with a multiple offer situation, so you can always pick the highest and best from them. Also, it is important to remember, accepting offers is not as easy as it may seem. Even seasoned realtors have trouble sometimes recommending which offer would be better for the client. Each offer is unique in its own way. One could be a cash offer that is full price, or one could be a finance offer that is overpriced. And sometimes you have to look a little bit deeper into the contract to understand which offer may suit you best and would serve your needs best and would close the easiest. Trust me, the last thing you want is an offer that seems amazing and at the time of closing, it doesn't happen because something did not work out. And now we are at the final step, number 9, which is closing. So everything is in place, it's time for closing, you can close on your sold home, congratulations. Typically, closings need to be planned ahead in the contract, so when you are accepting offers, make sure to check the closing date. If it's too soon and seems unreasonable, it may end up voiding the contract, or the lender may not be able to process the buyer's loan in time, causing the contract to fall through. Or the closing may be contingent on the buyers getting approved for the loan. This part can be tricky even for seasoned realtors and may require a lot of follow-up at times with title companies and buyers. However, this is also a great way to identify during contract reviews if the deal has higher chances to close so you can pick the right offer for yourself. And that concludes the entire process. It may have been a lot to take in, and I wanted to keep it as direct and as concise as possible, but the truth is that sometimes selling a home can be as quick as selling it within a few hours of listing it, or it can be a process for a few weeks. However, being prepared to tackle the sale in an organized manner will definitely make it a lot easier. Of course, if you wanted more details on how to handle a particular area, feel free to reach out. Like I mentioned in the first episode, this is not a pushy sales environment. My goal is to help as many people as I can, and this podcast is a great way for me to reach a lot of people very quickly without anyone feeling that they have to go through a sales pitch. And that wraps up today's episode. Of course, if you'd like to connect with me, just go to yahiachitani.com and drop me a line. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into today's episode. Please don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and rate this podcast. And I look forward to seeing you in the next one. This is Yahya Chitani signing off.